Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez spoke with reporters this morning, making a brief statement to announce his resignation.
Good morning. 13 years ago, I entered public service to make a positive difference in the lives of others. And during this time, I have traveled a remarkable journey.
Gonzalez went on to say that he is going to end that journey. He is going to leave the Department of Justice effective September 17th. He was under attack by Democrats and Republicans in Congress over the firing of U.S. attorneys, over the truthfulness of his testimony before Congress on various issues, over U.S. policy toward detainees, and much more. NPR's Juan Williams has been covering this story this morning. And Juan, how hard is it for President Bush, this particular president, to let go of a close advisor like this?
Well, it's a personal and political difficulty, Steve, because what you have here is on the personal front. You know, Gonzalez had been with him since Texas, since he was as governor of Texas, and President Bush, as Governor Bush, had put him on the Texas Supreme Court, brought him to Washington. And also, I think he had the sense that the Justice Department was always going to be an ally, that Alberto Gonzalez, who had served as White House counsel, was always going to be looking out for President Bush and the White House interest, even in the midst of all the varied investigations going back to everything from the Valerie Flame case to the firing of the U.S. attorneys.
Oh, yeah, when you talk about Valerie Flame, of course, that was the CIA operative who was exposed, whose identity was exposed, which became very controversial in the wake of the invasion of Iraq.
Yes, and then there was a special prosecutor.
Yeah. You know. Now, you just listened to this announcement, as we did. It was only a couple of minutes. We heard a brief clip of it. We're going to hear some more. I have to say, Juan, I was struck. You almost sensed the disappointment in how pro forma that statement seemed to be. He spoke in very general terms. He did speak very well of the Department of Justice, how it was a great privilege to lead the DOJ. He thanked employees for their work. But he did not go out of his way to claim a lot of accomplishments during his couple of years there.
He did not. And what's striking to me is I know from him that he has taken a great deal of pride in going after child pornographers and being very tough in his mind in terms of civil rights violations. But none of that kind of talk from him now. I think there's a sense that he feels his job is done. He talked about that journey that we heard him reference. And I think the journey at the Justice Department was one in which he felt he came in as an idealist, Steve, and now felt that he no longer was able to be effective at the Justice Department because he had lost the trust and confidence not only of people in the department, which is now hollowed out in the leadership ranks because no one wants to come and work with him, but also because he was no longer effective on Capitol Hill in arguing for the president's case, whether it's on surveillance or explaining what happened in the firing of those U.S. attorneys.
He did hang on for months after people started calling for his resignation. How hard did the White House fight to save him?
They wanted him. And in fact, it was a matter of loyalty over the last few months that is the only reason that Alberto Gonzalez had held on to his job. Alberto Gonzalez's departure has come as a result of discussions with his family, with his wife and what few friends he has left in town, and saying, basically, you have served this president well, and at this point, all you're doing is hanging on and hurting yourself. Now, from the White House perspective, they would have liked Alberto Gonzalez to stay till the end, because the idea that you have now to go through a confirmation hearing for a new attorney general means that there's all sorts of possibilities of people being pressured to go after the White House, the notion of independence from the White House being emphasized as opposed to having a loyalist and someone that they know very well and personally. As I said, he served in the White House in that position.
Juan, got to stop there for now, but we'll come back to you. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has resigned. This is NPR News. Thank you.